All right, this is it. The number one issue in the election. Is it jobs? No. The economy? No. The deficit? No. It is pot. That's right. Issue number one for the entire country is the legalization of marijuana. Really? We've got someone who says it is. We'll get to that in a moment. Here is the company, Charles Payne, Tracy Burns, Chris Cotter. Now, look at this. Matt Welsh from the Reason Foundation. He's the man who says pot is the issue number one coming Tuesday. We'll discuss it. He's wearing a green tie. Sandra Smith at the New York Stock Exchange. She's watching the markets for us. Pretty flat. We're down just 25 points at the moment. Back to you shortly, Sandra. Let's bring in Matt Welsh, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Matt wrote the article calling Proposition 19 in California, that's for pot legalization, the most important issue for America this election day. Okay, you say it's not jobs, it's not the economy, it's not the deficit, it is legalization of marijuana. You got 30 seconds. Make your case, Matt.
The drug war for five decades has been arguably the most failed public policy in America. It has literally ruined, killed, murdered thousands, uncounted thousands of lives. We spend $40 billion a year on something that everyone agrees is not working, cannot work. It has eroded our civil liberties across every possible level. If Prop 19 passes, it'll be the most significant challenge to that, and it'll lead, I believe, to a cascading against prohibition, which has been just as disastrous, if not more, than alcohol prohibition ever was.
That's a flat-out statement of the libertarian position, legalize marijuana, actually legalize all drugs. I realize that's where you're coming from. But, you know, don't you think you're going a bit far when we've got a $1 trillion a year deficit, an accumulated national debt of $13.5 trillion? You think that the legalization of marijuana is more important than all of that? I question your judgment.
Let me put it
about
back.
What's more important.
Do you think that this election is going to affect a debt of $13 trillion?
I think it's
got
a good
shot. Do you think that
the
election...
If we change course economically with a Republican Congress, I think you've got a shot at turning the corner on economic
Have you read
policy.
The Pledge to America? Have you read you know, what they say about reforming entitlements? The answer is nothing.
Right now,
the Republicans are going to take advantage of a pendulum swing, and some people are going to get fired on the Democratic side, and rightfully so, and for the right reason. And
okay,
for that, we
let's
can
suppose
cheer.
You're right.
But that's not going to affect the same way the issues that you say are going to be affected.
Let's suppose you're right. Let's suppose the Republicans win and they do nothing, and we keep on building up and building up the deficit. That surely, in and of itself, is more important than the legalization of marijuana, because at some point, you crash. The economy crashes if you don't get control of this debt. And that is on the ballot this Tuesday.
The claim that we're making is that the most important thing at stake on Tuesday is the legalization of marijuana in California. Mm-hmm. The future of the economy in the United States is not at stake, unfortunately, on Tuesday, because the Republican Party right now is still unequipped to do the kind of government slashing that is required, and that, frankly, the grassroots, as represented by the Tea Party, would love to see.
You know, I think you have to say that you've pretty much got de facto legalization of marijuana at the moment. I mean, there are numerous states with medical marijuana. And I want to play you a quick clip from last night's World Series game, actually. I think one of the outfielders, Josh Hamilton, in the park there in San Francisco, that's him, I think. He's a recovering drug addict, and he said he could smell the marijuana drifting across the field in Game 2 of the World Series last night. I put it to you, Matt, you've got legalization, you know?
Tell that to the 858,000 Americans who were arrested for pot last year. That's not legalization. People are being hauled up to this day into human meat lockers because politicians who themselves have smoked marijuana, as have the majority of Americans born after World War II, as have almost every member of the media at some point in their lives, including me, have smoked marijuana and have avoided jail, but it is still allowed. We all look the other way and wink and think, oh, it's silly, it's not adult to point out that this is an abomination. Don't talk to me, and I'm not saying you, but the world, don't talk to me about human liberty and freedom and how much you care about that when you think it's okay that someone's gonna smoke a harmless drug, a drug that cannot kill them, it just cannot, and that they should go to jail because of it. That's an abomination.
Matt, I am rarely overwhelmed by a guest on the program, but I think you got me this time, and Chris Cotter, most of the company are in agreement with you, but I do not agree. I do not believe that the legalization of marijuana is the most important issue at stake on Tuesday. So we'll have to leave it at that. But Matt, that was an effective statement of your position, and we appreciate you being on. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much.
Much more on what Matt Welch is calling issue number one facing the country with none other than Cheech and Chong. They're on the show on Monday. Now, where do you think they stand on this issue?